This is the PNB Coordinating Committee meeting for June 16th, 2011. It's 7:43 p.m. Central Time, 8:43 Eastern Time, 5:43 p.m. Pacific Time. And I'm Bill Crozier calling the meeting to order. Let's see, I believe Nia agreed to serve as temporary secretary. Can you call the roll for us, please?
Yes. Good evening, everyone. Okay. Lydia Brazon?
Here.
Bill Crozier?
Here.
Arlene Engelhardt?
Here.
Athea Wanlaza?
Here. I'm going to put on mute because I'm driving, so I won't, you won't hear the car sound.
Okay, no problem. Primary Orendorf? Summer Reese?
Present.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Here and willing to do what I said I would do as temporary secretary if you want. Otherwise, apologies for being here.
Okay.
So I'll just finish calling the roll and then you can take over. And LaVon Williams, who has an excuse access. So you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you have quorum chair.
Okay.
Chair.
Thank you. Any objections to excusing LaVon? She said she had a graduation to attend tonight. Hearing none, and she's excused. Okay, and haven't heard from Kimmery. Let's see. I hope everybody got the draft agenda that I sent out, and it was also posted on KPFDX. Anybody need me to read it?
Excuse me.
It's online, so I don't necessarily need to.
No, excuse me.
Yes.
Who is that? Tracy. Nia.
Nia, okay.
Just want to let Tracy know that we have seven, and seven people make quorum, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Great. And thanks for agreeing to be secretary for tonight, Tracy. Okay. Are there any changes to the agenda that we sent out? Okay. Hearing none. And is there a motion to approve it? Okay, well, I guess I'll move that we approve the agenda.
I move that we approve the agenda. Sorry, I'm going on and off mute here.
Okay, all right, it's fine. Okay, any objections? Okay, hearing none, then the agenda is approved. Temporary secretary, Tracy volunteered. Anybody else want to do it? If not, I guess you're right, Tracy. Thank you.
Okay.
Let's see. We had the next item on the agenda was approval of the June 7th meeting minutes, but they weren't online for a while, so, and Lydia said I believe she would get to them, but they just have been online for a short time, so they're not ready yet. Is that right, Lydia?
That's correct. I'll do them this weekend.
Okay. Thank you. So we can defer that to the next meeting. I believe we're caught up on the others. Okay, item number 6, review briefly progress on action items from previous meetings. And let's just, I hope we can do this kind of quickly, just to see if there's any updates. 6.1, Arlene to consult with council as appropriate and feasible, as to appropriate and feasible usage of executive session audio by directors. I don't know if you had a chance to do that.
Yeah, I think I sent you know, the response that I got from Ricardo, so I do have that. Did you want me to go ahead with that now?
Yeah, why don't you go ahead? I'd forgotten about that, yeah.
Okay, basically, what I've been told by both Ricardo and by a couple of other attorneys that I've bounced it off is that it's actually not a real good idea to be recording executive sessions, and that if one does, they certainly shouldn't be passed around because then we could be in a position of them being subpoenaed if we're involved in any kind of a court case that might involve something that was discussed at one of those meetings.
Okay. So, were there any big problems of, if I guess the impression is that we do need them for the recording secretary, though? Is that still the assumption? Or?
Summer to the stack.
Go ahead. And this is Lydia. You can add me to the stack.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Summer.
I have to really say, you know, I mean, as per what I sent out Robert's Rules of Order, the elected secretary is the recording secretary. This use of outside paid secretaries is an accommodation towards people not doing the primary function of the job to which they're elected. And I think for executive session minutes, considering that we handle a limited number of topics in executive session, and minutes really should be bare bones representations of actions taken by the board, not verbatim transcripts. I frankly can't see why we need to have recordings of executive sessions at all, frankly, because it's merely, you know, recordation of motions, and I think that whomever the elected secretary is should be able to take the minutes of the executive session, regardless of what use is made of an outside contracted secretary for open session meetings where there's a greater variety of topic matter discussed. But I personally am opposed to the use of executive session recordings because I think it does subject the foundation to potential difficulties, and I don't think it's really justified by necessity. It should be sufficient for the actual elected board secretary to be able to take the minutes of those particular meetings, in my opinion. We shouldn't even have an outside non-board member listening to those meetings.
Okay. Was it Lydia was next, I believe?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead, Lydia.
Oh, okay. Can't tell if I'm muted or not.
You're loud.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I support the recording of executive session minutes. I don't disagree with an outside with what Summer said about having an outside recording secretary listening to those. I don't know that I've always been very comfortable with that, so I think I would support not having that person do it. But I think that what I had intended, and I remember when we were discussing this before, I just that we can come up with a mechanism whereby, for example, well, first of all, the benefits of having a recording is because when we did not used to record our executive sessions, our minutes were incredibly flawed. It's very difficult to have a board member taking the minutes and have it be accurate, and particularly because of the weighty issues that we consider in executive sessions. I mean, we vote whether to sue people, whether how to defend people, you know, ourselves as a foundation, rather, and various other weighty issues. So if those minutes are the ones more than anything that need to be accurate. And, however, what I had thought at the time was to have either, like, our attorney plus an officer, the secretary, vice chair, or chair, or some, you know, two people who, when we as board members look at the minutes and we say, you know, I don't think that was the vote, or I don't think that was the consensus, or I don't think that that's what we agreed to on a settlement amount on a suit, that those designated people could go back and listen to that recording, and once those minutes are approved, as is the case now, that then that recording would be wiped clean. But having had the benefit and the deficit experience of both, once where you have a recording, once when you don't, then I think I would have to side with the recording with those limitations, as I said.
Okay, just remind everybody, you know, we're kind of just reviewing action items, so if we need to have a big...
Oh, I'm sorry,
probably,
I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay, it's not you. We probably should move it down to new business, but...
I apologize, yeah. Since okay. I'm often on the call, so...
Yeah, that's all right. Or actually, unfinished business. Nia.
Okay. Then I guess I too misunderstood Bill like Lydia, because I was going to comment. So, what do you should I hold
well,
my
brief,
comment?
Go ahead. If it's free to go ahead, and if somebody wants to move that we add this to unfinished business, we don't actually have an item, but we can put that in. I guess after number 7.
Okay.
You wanted to do.
I would like to move that we put it there, but not to have a long debate. Back in 2008, when I first joined the PND, when Mary
okay.
Berg was the secretary, that motion was passed to have the meetings with the executive session recorded. Athea was on that board also, if memory serves me correctly. And after we verified the minutes, and then Mary had to destroy them. So I agree with everything that Lydia said, which is what I was going to say, but just to emphasize that point. And also to add to the to wherever you said you would like to put it.
Okay. All right, and Arlene, I can't find the email from you. I'm sorry, but if it's convenient for you to forward it again to me or actually to all this committee, that would be great. If not, I'll try to find it later. Okay. So, Nia, you're moving that we add this to the agenda, create a new item, I guess, after item 7, which is this discussion on in-person meetings alternatives.
After. Only about 3 minutes, because I guess we've discussed it, so we just really probably need to just vote on it, so not for a long period of time.
Yeah, well, if we're going to make a recommendation to the PNB...
5 minutes.
Let's say 5 minutes.
Well, I'm moving for 5. If you guys want to add more, that's...
Okay, well, I didn't put time limits on any of this stuff. I probably should have, but...
I'm sorry, point of information?
Yeah, Summer?
Is this moving towards turning it into something we're going to make action on right now, or are we...
We might, yeah.
Okay.
We'll add it under, I guess, as an item of unfinished business after item 7.
Okay, thank you. I mean, because then I'd like to make an additional comment following up on what Lydia said.
Okay, well, we can have more discussion.
She said as well. thank you.
Okay, are there any objections to doing that? Okay, so we'll go ahead and add it there. Okay, next item, we're going, again, reviewing progress and action items. 6.2, work group to develop processes on use of executive session audio. Well, this was kind of a follow-up to that. So we needed to get the council's recommendation and then the work group for this. So I presume that work group has not met yet, right? Lydia, Nia, and Teresa?
This is Summer again?
Yeah, Summer.
I would move that if we're able to maybe make a recommendation after item 7 there that we could eliminate the work group necessity if we can come to a consensus based on council's recommendation. Thank you.
Okay. All right, well, we'll see how that goes. We can add that.
Sorry, this is Arlene back. I got knocked off.
Hi, Arlene. I just said a minute ago, we're going to add this a discussion of the executive session audio back later in the agenda, but to see if we have a recommendation. But I couldn't find the email from you about this. If you could resend it, I would appreciate it.
I'll try to find it and send it. I just barely got up on the internet.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here at KPFK. And the other issue that attorneys have mentioned to me is that if we do record them, you know, once the minutes are completed, they really should be destroyed.
Okay.
Okie doke.
All right.
A point of information, Bill? What's the difference between 6.2 and the newly added 7 point whatever? Could we not just discuss that now and dispose of it? I don't think it should take... let's not let it take that long to do it. We heard what Arlene had to say.
It's okay with me if we can do it quick. And this was supposed to just be progress on any action items, but is there any objection to go ahead and discussing it now then? So we kind of have that on the agenda? Even though we haven't had a work group to develop any processes for this?
I'm sorry, we're discussing moving it back up. Is that it, the discussion about
the executive session? Well, we have 6.2, which was just an update.
So have we approved the agenda yet? Can we finish the agenda before we make that decision?
We approved the agenda.
We had approved the agenda.
Okay.
So now we're doing progress on action items from previous meetings.
Yeah. Why don't we do that, Nia, okay? And then we can, because we're just trying to go through these quickly, just so everybody knows if there's any updates on this, and then we can have longer discussions later. Is that okay?
I didn't understand what you said, Bill. I'm sorry.
My suggestion is let's just stick what we're doing now is just kind of briefly reviewing progress on these action items, and then we can still have a longer discussion if we need to later on the agenda on this.
Okay. So we're disposing of 6.2 because there was no work group. I don't think we really need a work group. Okay.
Right. Okay.
That's okay.
Okay, 6.3, somewhere to contact committee chairs to ascertain whether or not there are any motions coming out of committee to be placed on agenda and submit written reports / minutes to the PNB. How's that going, Summer? Are you getting...
Well, I've sent stuff out many times. I get very little response from anybody on anything, frankly. Tracy is very diligent about getting back to me very promptly on what's going on at the Finance Committee. Not too many other people get back to me on anything. I've received virtually no committee reports from virtually any committees. It's really amazing. So I would say, you know, I'm going to start calling people on the phone and see how they're doing, because it's not via email. I'm not getting a lot of response. I'm not even sure people are producing committee reports, quite frankly, you know, and we're not getting minutes from committees. So it's a little daunting.
This is Teresa. I will try to get the, because I do the minutes to fill the task force right away. I'll send you the minutes. They aren't approved yet, but I'll start sending a copy to you.
I appreciate that. Thank you, because I would like to start collecting them, because that also gives me an idea of who needs extra help and reminders, and, you know. Plus, I know sometimes we're using, you know, volunteer secretaries that may be from various LSBs, and the committee chairs need to, you know, nudge them to get the minutes and all of that type of stuff. So thank you. I appreciate that. And I will, and I also need to actually make contact with all the chairs of the individual LSBs, because I don't believe we really have adequate committee roster, shall we say, for all of the committees. I think it's something that needs to be, in the long run, you know, maintained by the secretary and probably the chair as well. But I have had a request from a member for assistance in ascertaining who is supposed to be on her committee. So,
well, you know, I think you're doing a good by reminding people to send the reports in from the committees and the motions especially. But if they don't do it, that's kind of their problem. And but if we can get the draft agenda sent out several days in advance, then that will hopefully remind people that they need to send those in if it's not on there.
I certainly hope so.
That's
but I'm thinking maybe it seems to me some of the, you know, more personalized contact maybe, because it seems to me like only a few people are actually responding, realizing that they really need to do this. And as long as, you know, as long as they don't have anything urgent and burning, they don't really feel motivated to get their motions to us. So that's a little problematic right now. So,
okay.
So I will continue to follow up and nudge, and I'm going to make contact with the LSB chairs as well to ask for their committee rosters so that, you know, we start getting all that organized in one place.
Okay.
This is Nia Bill.
Yeah.
I just I know someone said that that committee chairs aren't responding. I did respond. As you know, Summer, I sent you the minutes with the vote count, but we have that long.
I apologize. Yes, you have responded as well.
Right. So if I don't respond, because we're now meeting twice per week. I mean, twice per month.
That's what it feels like.
Exactly. You're right about that. It's just if I don't re-respond, it's because you haven't gotten to my agenda item. And
of course.
The committee itself has not met. So I would hope that the motion would stay on there. And that we would get to it. The other thing is, I think in while you're reaching out and chairing the PMB meeting, if you could, or put an email to ask people to please not harass and harangue chairs. When we send a motion that comes from the committee, it's not the chair's motion, it's the committee motion. And although you might not like what it says, but when we get to the discussion, you know, then you can vote it up or vote it down, but not to be harassed and harangued about something that came out of the committee. I personally would greatly appreciate it, maybe because I'm the only one who submitted anything, so maybe that's why I'm the one that's feeling the brunt of that.
Of course. I did try to make that clear, just to respond to that things coming out of committee obviously are coming from the committee and not the individual chair or member that might be presenting them. And Bill, can I have just one more second on this? Just to be clear, I'm not, like, removing anyone's motions or agenda items that have come through to me. I mean, that to me would be ludicrous at this point. I have, when we get to the agenda discussion, actually, a proposal. I mentioned it to Lydia last night, but just something I think that would help to facilitate moving through more agenda items more quickly during the course of a month. It's really that many of the other committees I haven't really gotten anything back from at all. Now, maybe they haven't passed motions. That's possible. But I haven't gotten any sort of committee reports either saying, this is where we're at, this is our progress, or, you know, anything of that nature. And I don't really feel like I have decent committee rosters at this point of what the composition is of all the committees from the various stations. So anyway, but just to be clear, nothing's going to be removed from the agenda once it actually gets there. Okay. Yeah. So.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. So thanks for the update. Okay, so I guess we can move on. Let's see. 6.4, Carolyn and Summer to contact John Gary to coordinate proper term minutes.
I guess I'll take that.
Okay. Well, okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Yes, I've spoken with John Gary. I spoke with him last night. I met with him the week before, talked to him for about an hour. about just expectations to do with minutes, and he very promptly returned them last week, and I made correction to one thing, and I know if he had then got out those minutes. So anyway, I think we've got the prompt return issue under control, and I've given recommendations on various improvements to be made.
Yeah, that was nice getting on. Thank you. Okay. All right. Let's see. 6.5, develop proposed bylaws amendments. We talked about me doing a work group. I know I dropped one of the items because Lydia's already working on it with some other people. There's another one that I guess we still haven't worked on yet. Lydia was suggesting maybe she and I could get together this weekend. I'd be glad to do that if you want. But allow for regular monthly PNG telephonic meetings. Regular bylaw definition. Oh, yeah, Lydia?
Yes. Can we add summer to that discussion? Because it was kind of, I mentioned it last night to her. It's dealing with that one bylaws amendment having to do with having us be more in compliance with our meetings, our monthly meetings are now bi-monthly meetings. And not calling them because we're not meeting the special meeting criteria. But Summer raised an important issue, and in crafting that, several things came to mind and obstacles we would have to get around. So I don't know, Summer. I know
thank
you.
Yeah, yeah,
that
no, I would.
That. Okay.
Thank you very much.
It's very brief. Okay.
Yeah, anybody can be on the work group that wants to be, of course. But yeah, you want to say anything, Summer?
No, I would like to be part of that discussion because I do perceive different issues that will come up on how we characterize our meetings and or ways to remedy our, lack of compliance with the special meeting requirements. So, I have input on that. And I've also discussed some of the technical issues with someone at our station in terms of maybe facilitating announcements of our meetings on the five stations in a more efficient manner. So that's really not being adhered to. So.
Well, I have a workshop, a KPST workshop Saturday afternoon, but if you... the two of you want to meet before then or after that, or Sunday?
Is that okay? Is it possible to do it next week sometime? Or are you talking about doing it on Saturday already?
Yeah, let's just three of us, let's email and we'll...
That would be fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
And
if
anybody else,
you know, with the new
that?
Manager here, we're kind of, we've got extra stuff to get out this week. Thank you.
Yeah. Was anybody else interested in helping with that? I don't want to exclude anyone. Okay. All right, let's see. Okay, next item. We're back to where we were at the last meeting, unfortunately. I hope we can deal with this quicker. Number 7, in-person PNB meetings and alternatives. What do we want to do? Sorry, my phone cut out for a second. Did somebody speak? Are you there?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm here. This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia, go ahead.
This is the alternatives, right? In terms of the meetings?
Right now we have no in-person meetings scheduled.
Right, I know. But we have
if
a motion.
To make another, a different recommendation.
Well,
I don't
obviously.
A different recommendation, so,
yes, well, I don't just have a recommendation. We were at the point of voting, and that's what we have to pick up next time when we adjourn due to lack of time. But but that aside, regardless of that, we have a viable motion that this committee passed, that Teresa Allen made a motion about having meetings. Now, yes, it would have to be amended because one of the meetings was in June, the other one was in July, and so depending on what we end up with in terms of the PNB meeting, but the motion was still viable. We voted to have that as one of the alternatives, and that motion has not been dealt with officially on the PMB.
Okay.
So that should be
on the agenda. Perhaps modify that. Okay. Okay. Who was that? Summer.
Yeah, I think Nia was next, though.
Oh, okay. Nia.
And then I'll...
I'm sorry. Somebody had called in, and I had a call waiting. That's why I missed a few seconds there. So, go ahead, Nia.
Yes. Well, Lydia, again, I guess Lydia, her motion on the PNB, that should be continued because we never, like she said, fully discussed it. So I want to make sure that Summer, when you do the agenda, that we pick up where we left off. with her substitute motion. So
I just want to remind people of that.
This is the one for the September meeting, not the one she was just talking about, just the Saturday
that,
meeting that Teresa talked about.
That's correct. And with,
okay.
And with Marcel's amendment to your substitute, Lydia, was that what happened? Yeah, it was Monday, right?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Now.
By the way, you know, with our muting, now when you do it with compound one, it used to be you could just hit compound one to unmute, but once you've done it a couple of times, it asks you to take another step or two. Now you have to hit one if you really want to unmute and blah, blah. They changed their system, and when you're driving, which I'm not quite there yet, it's difficult to do so.
And wants to know if you really mean it.
Well, I've had trouble, so I have to do it too fast.
So just bear that in mind for those of us that are out here on the West Coast driving home. We may not be able to answer on just, you know, some of the things that we've already made clear. So,
okay.
Well, what was your question, Mia? Do you want to reaffirm?
Yes, I just wanted to be, so it's clear to everybody that your substitute is there, and that should be where the agenda is.
And it was already discussed.
Along.
Yeah.
Right.
The point of voting. Yes.
Yeah. Right. With Marcel's amendment, correct?
I guess you're down for one. I'm next, so I'll talk when you're ready.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Summer.
Thank you. Okay. So, yes, the substitute motion was the next thing. And, you know, this, I guess I'll bring this up here. I had mentioned this to Lydia last night. And, Bill, I'd kind of sent you an email on this, but I think you might have misunderstood what I meant. I was thinking because we're having two meetings per month, right? Essentially, the second meeting, if it's truly classified as a continuation meeting of the first meeting, we could simply pick up in the agenda where we left off without going through the endless wrangle over agenda approval, which usually sucks up 15 to 20 minutes when it's a good day, and eliminate my report, the ED's report, the CFO's report, all the things that, and the acknowledgments. There's like four or five things at the front end, minutes approval. We shouldn't be doing those at every meeting every 2 weeks. We should actually simply continue in the next meeting exactly where we left off, because that would enable us to get through literally two to three more motions per meeting, and that would mean every month we have the hope of actually accomplishing a significant portion of what's on the agenda between the two meetings. So when we get to the agenda approval, when we get to discussing that further, I'm going to make that proposal that that be actually how we conduct it. I could just do that as a rule as the chair, but that's what I'd like to do from now on, because I think it will enable us to actually accomplish more business. Because I would have to, it takes us approximately an hour to get through all of the stuff before we ever even get to a committee report, and that's like really like wow, even if we're like trying to mind time. So that being said, that yes, that's, we did leave off at the substitute motion for the September meeting. Teresa's motion is the other issue. I'm afraid it did get kind of mangled in that disastrous meeting of a month ago that was so nightmarish. I think if we could amend it out of this committee, because it was May and June telephonic meetings that she had suggested. Obviously, May is gone, and June will be gone shortly, so maybe we'd like to revisit Teresa's motion this evening and do, you know, July and August. We have to schedule an in-person meeting, whether it's one meeting or two meetings. At this point, it's becoming atrocious that we don't have something scheduled, so I'd be happy to, support two additional Saturday teleconferences that Teresa had suggested, however we end up making those work. But I think they need to be amended here tonight so that they encompass months that are still in front of us and not behind us. So, and then
okay. We kind of have several things.
Issues right there because they all relate.
Let's first deal with the whether the second meeting each month will be considered normally as a continuation meeting, and for this one in particular, there were a few items left off the agenda. You mentioned that motion from the coordinating committee for that person made, and I think Nia had one, and I had one. If there's others that have been left off, then I guess we could add those, but otherwise we'll get a continuation. Meaning, does that sound
My suggestion, yeah, that the second meeting of the month, which is actually the Thursday meeting, so it wouldn't apply to this coming week, but that the second meeting, the Thursday meeting of every that be a continuation meeting, that we have, the first meeting and then the continuation meeting, and that saves us that time and allows us to get through two to three additional motions at that meeting, that whole hour that gets sucked at the front end, which is important stuff, but I think it's important stuff we can do once a month rather than twice a month.
Okay, well,
yeah.
Let me just see if that's the consensus of everybody about the having continuation meetings. Does that sound reasonable?
About the ongoing pattern, absolutely. I think that's entirely the way it was all meant to work. However, the question is what we do for this upcoming meeting, because technically that's not a continuation meeting.
Technically, that's true.
Right. In other words, yes, the whole thing makes sense. I'm just not sure we can start it at this next meeting. We may have to start it at the one afterwards.
And just speaking as a chair, that would be fine with me, as long as we get it on a keel and start chopping through our business, because I just it's horrible not to get through these motions. Win, lose, or draw, we got to get through business. So.
But I will say, I think we can accept the offer of the ED and the she and the CFO not to give anyone not to give their reports at this upcoming meeting, and maybe one or two other things that we can do. In other words, it's not technically a continuation meeting because it can't be, but we could certainly have some items that are voluntarily not offered.
Point of information.
Okay, Nia?
I missed the technicality as to why next week's meeting can't be a continuation meeting.
Oh, I see. We have regularly scheduled meetings on the fourth Wednesday of the month or whatever it is that
right.
We already, by mandate. So the fourth Wednesday of the month is not a special meeting. It's a regular meeting.
This is June. That's right.
Yeah, it's like, and then the continuation meeting was the fallback Thursday date. So just because of what we already agreed upon. So it will make life easier than trying to change that around, too.
Okay, but so, Tracy, when you're suggesting then that okay, this month we just want to have a continuation meeting, and the next month the continuation meeting would be the first one or the second one?
Right. The first one of the month is basically always a continuation meeting of the fourth Wednesday of the regular fourth Wednesday meeting, because that's how we set it up. In other words, if we have nothing to continue, then theoretically we wouldn't be having the meeting at all, although, every month.
Oh, that's right. The Thursday ones. I mean, the first one is actually a continuation of the last one from the month before.
Yeah, I guess we didn't
right. That
through,
was how
yeah.
we scheduled it. Right, that was how we scheduled it. But what I was saying was that since we know that we didn't get very far and we don't want to get too bogged down at this upcoming meeting, if, for example, the ED and the CFO were willing to basically withdraw their reports for this time, and a couple of the other things that clutter up the beginning of the agenda wouldn't be there, then we might be able to get down to things a bit faster and make up some of the time that we have lost.
You know, it seems like to me it makes more sense to have that the fourth Wednesday one be the continuation meeting. It's 13 days after the one that's on the second Thursday on most months.
I know, but we didn't do that. Structurally, we passed a motion stating that we were going to meet on the fourth Wednesday. That was the official monthly meeting, and if we needed to, we would also schedule a continuation meeting on, I guess,
okay,
the second Thursday.
And I can speak to the logic of that if you want me to, Bill, why we did that at the time.
Well, if that's what we agreed to, that's okay.
But there's a reason we agreed to that. It was to accommodate all the committees meeting during the month so that that meeting, our regular meeting, would have an opportunity to have the committee reports we talked about. and motions, et cetera, presuming that if we held a meeting at the end of the month, that would give an opportunity for the committees to meet all during the month. So,
well,
blah, 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 blah. It's hardly
another point of information.
Five of them that meet after the fourth.
It hardly matters at this point.
I have another point of information, Bill.
Okay.
No?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's why I wanted to make sure that I reiterated where we left off with the previous motion. Okay? Now, I mean, I hate to bore folks repeating things, but you know how things get around here. So if next week's meeting is a brand new meeting, you know, where I hope we get to Lydia's motion so that we can schedule an in-person meeting.
Bill,
we need to schedule it. Yeah, we need
this
to.
This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia.
Yes, I mean, that's just a matter of where we put it on the agenda, and we were in the middle of a vote, so really, by all rules of Roberts, that's where it would have to be anyway. But that's neither here nor there. My actual point is about the acknowledgments, since it's not going to be a continuation meeting, and I totally agree with Tracy and Summer with the logic behind this. But anyway, could we at least move the acknowledgments to the end?
For this one meeting, or
we're talking for this one meeting, because
we had spoken, if we had thought this would be a continuation meeting, in which case we wouldn't do the acknowledgments at this meeting. But given that it's a new meeting, you know, if we could put it at the end, please, because, you know, their motions were not passing because we spent so much time on this. And like, well, we probably didn't spend so much time on
it. Will we get rid of it?
This is Summer.
Okay, well, Summer. Okay.
Let's not do that now.
Go ahead, Summer.
I mean, honestly, like, some of this, you know, is discretionary. I mean, acknowledgments are nice, but hardly necessary for the conduct of business most of the time. And I wasn't, how do I put this? We did leave off in the middle of the vote. It was my intention to start up where we left off. I mean, that's sort of my intention. Generally speaking, I don't like screwing around with the procedure of the agenda. Things should simply move along through the business. I'm hoping we can get to where we move along through more of the business more regularly. So I have no problem personally, as chair, scrapping acknowledgments for this month. I mean, for this next meeting, you know, scrapping all of that just so we can get through motions. But it was my plan to have us start with the motion that we were had left off at, you know. So anyway. That being said, I've got to actually switch phones here and jump in my car, so bear with me.
Okay.
I will rejoin you in a moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, while they're switching phones, anybody else want to say anything that hasn't spoken on this? Okay.
Teresa, let me comment. Can you hear me?
Teresa? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I've heard various people say, oh, we're being set up for a lawsuit because of the way we're phrasing things about our meetings. And I'm somewhat distracted because I'm preparing to go out of town and I have two grandkids here that are demanding my attention. But I would like everyone to give some serious consideration to how we want to phrase how our next meetings are going to happen. So maybe we can not only represent the feeling of people on the coordinating committee, but also the whole PNB, so we don't have something come out of coordinating committee that is not agreed to by the PNB. And
okay, I'm not sure what you're talking about, but could you be more specific with your suggestion?
Well, I just heard several different versions of, oh, I think that because it's in the bylaws, and if we're not careful, people are going to sue, saying that we're not acting in good faith. But then I respond, well, the attorney said we shouldn't have a problem. But then I'm hearing people respond saying, well, I think that if we don't phrase it properly, that we leave ourselves open to lawsuits. And I just...
Okay. This is Tracy.
I'm just wondering if...
Summer, back on the call.
Wondering about, you know, despite our attorney saying there's, you know, that he could not imagine there was a problem, that I was hoping that extra meetings would show our good faith.
Okay, well, see, can we put this on hold right now? Because right now we're trying to deal with the continuation meeting. You're talking about how many in-person meetings, right?
Well, I'm just wondering if these continuation meetings should actually be considered separate meetings, if that's what's necessary. Are we shooting ourselves in the foot to have not only continuation meetings, but extra meetings? And
but the phrasing of the
The
meeting call or whatever, you're referring to when to have it or how many in-person meetings to have because of the bylaws? Is that what you were talking about?
Well, and I was also, my motion was to have extra meetings to show good faith that even though they weren't face-to-face meetings, we were trying within our limited budget to get business done.
Okay. If you can make a note, don't forget that.
No problem.
Come back to that. But let's finish up with the continuation meeting thing.
People were changing.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. And Bill, could you make a note that whenever we discuss that, to put me on the staff because I think I have something useful to say in response to what Teresa said whenever we bring it up.
Okay, I'll try to remember. I hope you're remembering. Okay.
I'll remember you.
Okay. Did you anywhere on the stack for next time? Wait, Tracy, did you want to say something else?
No, it was just that.
Okay. So, what are we deciding or recommending about the continuation meeting? So, this will not be a continuation meeting next week, but we'll start with continuation meetings next month, the first, whatever it is, the second Thursday meeting. Yeah, Summer?
Okay. And I do want to be on the stand. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, I just, you know, we can agree to it here, and I'll send, if it's agreeable to everyone, I'll send something out to the board explaining to everyone why we're doing this. I don't think it's, I mean, I don't even know that this takes a motion to be voted upon by the board, essentially. This is, you know, we agreed that the secondary meeting was a continuation meeting. It's more of a clarification of what that means, you know, which is to continue means to pick up where you left off at, not to start all over again. So,
you mean the second Thursday meeting you're talking about?
Yeah, because that motion, we clearly said that that was to continue with unfinished business, and yet we've still managed to start right at the beginning again, which sort of defeats the purpose of the original motion. There's no objection here. I think I could simply clarify that as the chair, that this is the intent of, you know, the original motion, which was to continue the meeting. So, you know, I don't see anyone, frankly, disagreeing with this. It's sufficient. It gets us through more business.
So you can remind everybody of that next time. We don't have to vote it again, and then the next attendee you prepare for next month would take that into consideration.
Okay. And I'll put a note on it that says this is the reason these things are not on here, because this is a continuation of the last meeting, and here's where we left off at, and that's where we're starting, you know.
That's a ditto.
Does that sound good, everybody, and then we can move on?
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Okay, now let's see. What else are we talking about now? The particular leftover motions, we'll start for this meeting next week, we start with, we'll presumably have a short ED and CFO report and chair report. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think there should
not
still
a continuation
be
meeting.
The ED might want to report on the fact that the new manager has been, you know, is actually on board at KPSK, but
sure.
To put him 5 minutes each and just keep it short, you know.
Okay, I think the main thing we need to do is what's the time for question and answers, because I remember for Lauren's report, the questions just kept coming and coming and coming. And
I agree.
We could go on all night if we keep having unlimited questions for everything. So is that agreeable? We'll try to have fixed time limits and vote to extend time if really where he wants to do that.
Completely, and maybe Bill, you could help, if you don't mind, to act as a timekeeper to kind of help keep breaks on that.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, and let's look at the agenda, the draft agenda first, and make sure we have reasonable times already designated, so we don't have to vote unnecessarily on extending time. Okay, and then after that, we'll start with Lydia's motion. Correct?
Yeah.
Are we gonna have? Okay, I forgot who brought it up about having acknowledgments. We could time limit that, too. It's not a continuation meeting. Maybe we should go ahead and do that.
I think if we move it to the end, it may create more controversy and people start asking why it's at the end. I think just keeping it time limited and short and then applying the new policy about continuations at the next meeting will help get us on track.
Okay, and we won't need acknowledgments at each time, just once a month.
Right.
Okay. So we agreeable on that? Okay. I'm not writing all this down. I hope somebody remembers this. Okay. Or maybe, I guess Tracy got it. Okay. So there's no objections to doing that. We didn't make it as a formal motion, but let's put that in the minutes. Okay. All right. Ready to move back on to Teresa's motion then that we passed a while back and update that? Is that what we want to do next? If you recall, Teresa had a motion that we have additional teleconference meetings on Saturday once a month for June and July, or May and June, I think, wasn't it?
That's right. It would need to be updated to...
Yeah, and then I think, I can't remember if she said 4 hours or what, but I guess the time limit is possibly changed, and also the dates. So somebody want to resubmit that or amend it?
This is Lydia. Yeah, I think, I don't have it before me, but I think, and Teresa would know, that I think we ended up with 4 hours, and certainly most of our phones would not last beyond that, so.
It was 4 hours.
Yeah, and
a lot of probably wouldn't last that long, but we'll plug it in.
Right, exactly. So I think we need to then propose the July and August as the alternative, and I don't have it to someone else can fill in the
Yeah, this is Tracy with an amendment.
Okay. Okay, go ahead, Tracy.
Probably everyone is going to kill me, but I'm going to throw it out there and see what happens. I support the motion. That said, we are replacing some 20 hours of meeting time that we will not be having, and I think we need to be serious about that. And I don't want to have this conversation again in August to try to schedule September, October, November, December, and January, because we have 5 more months on this board. I think we may want to go a little bit further into the future in terms of scheduling some Saturday teleconferences in the fall as well.
Okay.
And that way we can deal with our with scheduling our rest of the year once and get it done rather than constantly revisiting it. I think people may want to take some portion of the summer off. I'm not necessarily saying that it's every month. That's probably too much. But if we're going to do July and August for whatever we're scheduling, we may also want to schedule November, December, or something like that.
Summer recess?
Certainly.
What's your amendment?
Comprehensive.
Make it more specific? Or?
Is the amendment that Lydia proposed for July and August with an in-person in September? And I'm going to suggest I'm going to amend that we also schedule 4-hour teleconferences on a Saturday in November and December, and I'm going to add on January because I think that we will need these things.
Is that every month that we don't have an in-person meeting?
Yeah, I'm sort of leaving September, October off because we're going to meet in late September.
Okay, what do
we
think?
I'm not voted
on that now, but okay.
Well, presumably.
Well, you
so
could just
I'm
say
going,
every month that we don't have an in-person meeting, if that's the intention. So we'd like to
right.
think, so we don't have to keep coming back to this and revoting on it.
I will go ahead and do that. That's going to be hard on the Berkeley folks because we have our LSB meetings on Saturdays, but that's the way it goes. We'll have to cope.
Okay. Be a different weekend.
It's going to have to be, yeah. yeah, let's go ahead and offer it for every month that we don't have an in-person meeting, because otherwise we're not even coming close to meeting this, you know, to even getting in half of the meeting time that we're losing. And I think that we need to demonstrate a good faith effort to make up some of the time.
Okay, so we have a motion
and
to have
won't get to our agenda.
Okay, so we have an additional teleconference meeting once per month on a Saturday in months when we don't have an in-person meeting. Is that correct?
I think that's the amendment, yeah.
Okay, and I kind of like that you didn't specify the time limit, but I don't know if you intend to do that. But
it's the same as whatever is in the motion. I'm not going to change it.
Okay. Okay, Lydia?
Did you have summer to the
if I have a question, is this, should have thought of this before. Okay, so is this in lieu of the continuation meeting every month? Because when Teresa offered it, we were looking, I believe, at just the regular monthly PMB meeting that we've scheduled. So I don't know if it entertained the two meetings that we're having, the original, that Wednesday, and the continuation Thursday, plus the Saturday, just to be clear.
It's looking that way. I think that's the price of losing 40 hours of meeting time.
Right. Well, the question was to Teresa, because I don't know what she originally intended.
This
Teresa,
is Summer. It's been on the Factory Times. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, go ahead, Summer, and then we'll... Okay, we'll get to Teresa in a minute, too. Go ahead, Summer, then.
Okay, thank you. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I strongly object to having another meeting in December. I find the structure of this board that we do so much in December appalling to begin with. So that being said, I really don't want to see us schedule a Saturday meeting in December. Beyond that, we're contemplating a 4-day meeting for the PNB instead of a 3-day meeting. So that encompasses one additional meeting day. So that takes care of part of that time. We are meeting twice a month instead of once a month. So we can hardly be called dilatory if we start cutting through more of these motions and actually getting the business accomplished during each month. So I think it might be a little excessive to schedule an extra Saturday meeting
every month that we're not having an in-person meeting. Because, frankly, it doesn't address the bylaws issue, which calls for in-person meetings. One is not to substitute the other. And by meeting twice a month, we're already encompassing an extra 3 hours of meeting time every single month for the entire year. If we add in, I'm fully in support of a couple of extra meetings. But the telephone meetings do not accomplish what in-person meetings do. They just don't. The fact of the matter is, if we can't get the votes, there isn't agreement that there's enough money. I have something when we do get to in-person meetings to say about that, but I just I would oppose December entirely, and I think it may be a little excessive in contemplation of the fact that we are, in fact, having two meetings per month, and so we can hardly be called that we're not trying to get through our business here. So.
Okay, that sounds like an amendment to Tracy's motion to delete the December one. Is that what you're saying?
I would definitely want to delete the December one, without question. I'm not too happy with November either, frankly. I'm fine with July, August, and October. Okay. But in the fall, it's really busy. Unfortunately, the bylaws set it up so that we're doing extra elections, seating of people, all this junk that we do during December, when, frankly, most people are a lot busier. So.
Okay, well, let me just get the picture suggesting
for
things. So if we're going to make it as a motion, then you're moving that we
December meetings and have one in by August and October. I'm okay with one in January, too, frankly. I mean, that's fine. But November and December, I'm completely opposed to. So.
Okay, so you're not making this quite an amendment yet, or motion, but that's what your preference is. But I'll give you a second, Lydia.
I'm also saying that we're encompassing an extra meeting day in person at the one meeting that we hopefully will get scheduled today. And get passed at the next board meeting. And also, we are meeting twice a month, so in fact, when it comes to teleconferences,
We
are having a problem.
Yeah, I got all that. Okay, Lydia?
Thank you.
Yeah, can we just make that an amendment, and I would support it?
Well, that's what I was trying to figure out, what specifically we're amending.
Okay, the specific amendment.
It's a second amendment, that's all, and we just take a quick vote and get on with it.
There you go. My amendment to the amendment is to not have an extra teleconference number and but to have one in July, August, October, and January. There you go. But that means we'll be meeting three times a month, people. It's like every week, almost.
This is Lydia. I think you meant July, August, and October, right? And January? Not September, since we're having an in-person.
I'm sorry. July, August, October, January. Thank you.
July, August, October, January? Okay. Is there any objections to that?
Sorry.
Is there any objections to that?
Nope. Plus, We have committee meetings too, guys. Don't forget those. Too many meetings.
I know. Okay. All right. So then the proposal now is to add four Saturday teleconference meetings, one in July, one in August, one in October, one in January. Okay. That's the amended motion. Is that a motion okay with everybody? Oh, and we have the time specified still. What was the original one?
Can you 4 hours?
Do we want to keep that in, or just not, or leave it open, variable?
We don't want 8-hour meetings because our phones.
I just have a feeling after we do one or two, we may want to change the time, but I don't know.
I'm Teresa here. I want to speak.
Teresa.
Okay. Lydia, I really don't. I mean, I know I've been on some Pacifica calls that it literally lasted 13 hours.
So have I.
Yeah. So I think that we can landlines. I think we can really actually meet longer than 4 hours. I was still anticipating that with this research, we would get something going where we could literally go to the station, sit with our other LSB members and, I mean, other directors, and maybe have lunch together. We could actually do longer than 4 hours. Pardon me?
But we haven't worked all that out yet. So this motion at least gets us started in the right direction. But certainly, if you wanted more than 4 hours, you can make another amendment.
Well, you might want to give it...
As Bill had said and leave it open. As long as we can schedule at least the dates for now, it's something that we can all put on our calendars.
Can I throw something
out? Well, I was just throwing that out because I just thought that we were maybe anticipating problems if we, as somebody said, that's three meetings with the PNB every month.
Could I throw something out related?
Yeah.
One of the reasons I wanted to keep it variable is that, you know, we still haven't got really a suggestion from the technology committee. I've talked to John Amelia several times. He's his ideas. Remember, we asked the technology committee back in April if they could look into this. They have yet to meet and have quorum. They've had two attempted meetings, and they didn't have quorum for. So they had some little discussions of this. But John, and I kind of tend to agree with him, you know, kind of feels that if we can't get any more commitment to work on this, it's going to be really hard if we were going to have an extended teleconference at the stations where it takes some additional technical help and somebody to be there to set up and monitor whatever the equipment there is and things like that. So in which case, we might be back to the kind of teleconferences we're having right now, where you hold the phone up to your ear for all this time, or use a headset. He's suggesting get everybody headsets, and that would help a little bit. But I don't know. I don't know yet how that's going to work out. You know, if we can come up with something that would allow us to keep the noise level down, mute people better, and make it more comfortable, then it might not be quite so grueling to have these longer teleconference meetings. But I don't know how that's going to work out yet.
This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia.
Didn't we vote this down in terms of an amendment at our last coordinating committee? And because it's not viable at this point to continue that discussion. But anyway, there's...
Aspects of what you're talking about? The time limit?
Okay.
Well, we were...
I ask that at least we move on the date, and if we want... Somebody else wants to make an amendment in terms of the time... Please do so with the motion we have on the floor.
This is Summer.
Okay, I'm not sure exactly what you're asking, though, Lydia. I'm sorry. To go ahead and vote on this you're talking about or decide on the dates?
This is Summer to the stack.
Summer. Okay, I just wasn't sure specifically what Lydia was asking for. But go ahead, Summer. Summer?
Thank you. Yeah, I personally am not ready to settle down on dates. Literally, we're talking about 3 TV teleconferences a month, in addition to the committees, in addition to local stuff. I mean, this week, it's 4 different days I'm doing Pacifica. I mean, literally, it gets hard to earn a living doing this stuff. I don't think we should settle on the date tonight. I mean, we're asking other PNB members, too, to commit 3 days out of the month to doing meetings in addition to the committee meetings, and we wonder why people are making farm. It's exhausting. I think, you know, we're trying to accommodate the fact that we're not doing the in-person meetings. And I'm also thinking, you know, January, when you think about it, we're supposed to be having an in-person meeting in January if we're to get back onto the proper schedule. So I don't even know there if that one's really in order. I'm fully supportive, you know, Teresa's original idea was to have some extra meeting time, but we're kind of asking people to commit their lives on a permanent basis doing this all the time. So I don't know if it's fair to set those dates now. We got people to commit for Wednesday, the Thursday night meeting. We're able to make quorum. We haven't yet had to cancel the meetings, but I think we need to kind of talk to the rest of the board before we ask them to give up a Saturday for 4 months, you know, frankly, in addition to local meetings.
Okay, well, if we're going to do it, I'd like to recommend at least a date for next month because, I mean, I've already got a lot of my Saturdays already booked up. And I bet other people do, too. And so the further in advance we can plan, I mean, the easier it will be. And most of the Saturday activities are KPFT-related.
Right. Yeah, it's not like we have personal lives anymore, right?